G'day, day 111.
G'day, day 32.
And we are at John Tate Hut after 8 hours and 45 minutes. A long and tiring day for me for some reason. I was absolutely sore from changing my insoles, and also my pack just wasn't sitting on me right and it just hurt. So here's Rachel, she's going to tell you about the whole track.
Okie dokie, so we started out at the lodge, so we've just had a couple of rest days at the Alpine Lodge. And so we started out with a really nice continental buffet breakfast.
Well, the 2 days that we had in St. Arnold, because we had rest days and we haven't talked about that, but it was really good. St. Arnold's an awesome place to stay in. The Alpine Lodge is brilliant.
St. Arnold was very, very cool.
Not much there, though.
No, not an awful lot, but the lodge was fantastic. The staff were fabulous. They just went out of their way to help you and make your stay comfortable. And we were lucky enough to be there for the vintage boat show as well.
And also Dan and Richie, who I've walked with in the past, they were there too, so it was good. Caught up with them.
This is my boo.
Well, yeah, almost half done, so we need to get to talk about that whole stuff now.
So late start this morning, probably started about 9:30, I think, in the end, yep. And a fairly easy walk. What was the first hut?
Lakehead Hut.
Lakehead Hut, so from...
Just over 3 hours to get through.
Yeah, so that was basically just around Lake Rotowiti. And,
took longer because they've had geocaching stoppages.
We did have quite a few caches to get on the way, so that did take a wee while. And it was nice that day as well.
Except the wasps on the toilet. I went to go to the toilet and I couldn't in the end because there were actually wasps inside the toilet. There was no way I was going to sit on it.
No. Which was very unfortunate because there were three toilets there. And all three toilets had a heap of wasps in there. So poor Dane couldn't go to the toilet. That was a little bit unfortunate. Now at John Tate Hut, and it was a fairly pretty, it was actually a really easy walk today, but maybe just having 2 days rest sort of, you know, a little bit harder to get back into it again, and as Dean said, his feet were sore and his pack was too heavy, so we've just gone through that now and just changing over the weights and things like the food, changing over the heavy stuff and trying to get it sorted. But in the end, easy track, very pretty, next to the river, going through beaches.
Have a good life.
Bye.